no, what's this? I spent the past week in Las Vegas, and I worked a lot. I planned to write some jingles, but I forgot. Oh, now this podcast's in trouble. I don't have any new songs. Oh, I should have tried to write a couple. I guess I'll play that one by Gary Braun.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for November 17th, 2014. I am your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and tkjingles.com. Today's show was almost not brought to you thanks to Las Vegas. On nights I would otherwise have been writing jingles, I was up late with my boss at the casino this whole past week. So luckily I'm here. It's Sunday, recording Monday's show, all in one piece. Last week I saw a performance by something called Skrillex, which I joke here on the podcast that, you know, we have old-timey jingles, we should have songs from the future. That seemed like songs from the future. not to offend anybody who likes dubstep, but it was out there. It was different. Laser beams and skeletons and smoke and lots of bass. So if somebody wants to do a Skrillex jingle, I guess that's, you know, music from the future. This past week also, on, I think it was Thursday night, after a work event, I hung around at the restaurant that we were at, which became a karaoke bar. And basically for 3 hours, myself and one other person were alternating songs at this karaoke bar to the bartender and the waitresses that were there. Like, nobody else stayed in the restaurant. I mean, once dinner was over, everybody cleared out, and this place is open until 2 a.m., so we just kept performing, and it was awesome. Had a lot of fun doing that, but it was the worst karaoke party I've ever been to. I mean, they should have shut that place down once it was clear that there were two people just going to keep singing songs, entertaining themselves. You know, I'm not sure why they stayed open to continue doing that, but it was a lot of fun. And so since I was there, you know, doing work stuff and karaoke parties, I had to listen to Tony's show all last week. I didn't hear a damn thing. And that gave me some distance to reflect on how silly some of the trivia is. The only thing I know about the shows from this past week are things that I've seen on Twitter about pouring wine and eating Triscuits. And that doesn't sound inherently funny in the slightest, but I see that there are jingles about it. There are people tweeting about it, laughing about it, posting photos about it. I guess I missed the joke. I'm sure boiling eggs out of context is a horribly stupid thing, but because I actually heard that comment, I always find that funny. So I'm now on the outside, so I'm not going to be submitting any jingles about pouring wine and eating Triscuits. So have at it. You can crush me this week if you're writing songs, because I'm not going to be in on it. All right. So then, anyway, today's show, we've got a good lineup. Got six new songs up front. Trivia by Oscar DuPaul about the Cheese Boy. Then some bonus songs. And then a couple of classic tunes that I was just thinking about, a few of them I found just listening to the TK Jingles mobile app, which plays songs randomly, and came across them and remembered how much I liked them. And then, of course, the mailbag. So right up front here, I did The Longest Time, which was the very first jingle I ever did. I redid it a week or so ago as my 200th jingle, and that was a cappella. And so I'll play that at the end of this opening segment, but before that, this one by Discorgi, I'm not sure to pronounce that either way, is seemingly awkward. But it's a parody of It's All Right by Huey Lewis called Skins Will Be All Right. And just the recording of it and the performance of it are so awesome, I wanted to include it in here. Then a parody of Kenny Rogers' The Gambler by Judo Fuse called The Rambler. Then a Twitter idea that I mentioned on last week's podcast episode by Jonathan Conrad about doing Just Once. John Fitzpatrick took that one and performed that here, did a great job. Then Brad Weiss with Tangled Up in Blue. And there may even be a, I think there might be a Triscuits reference in there. And then Joe Arrow with a song about one of his favorite topics, the Redskins, with winning seems to be the hardest word. And then, as I mentioned, my longest time redo. So enjoy, and after this, we'll have some trivia and some pretty cool bonus songs along with some classics.
Boom, ba bow, bow, boom, ba bow, bow, boom, ba bow, bow, boom.
We'll be all right.
Boom, ba bow, bow, boom.
Skins are gonna be all right.
Ba bow, bow, boom.
They'll be all right. It's gonna take time. They'll be all right. We'll be all right. We just gotta take it slow.
Bow, bow, boom.
Develop our genes flow.
Bow, bow, boom.
If we take it slow, he'll give us some more. He'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Now the name change is causing strife.
Bow, bow, boom.
Snyder's hating life.
Bow, bow, boom.
But I feel in my bones, and everybody knows they'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Boom, bow, boom.
Today we have us a QB who we love, but he needs to get it done. RG's got a role, or Griffin may go, or we'll be right back to square one. But I still believe that we're gonna be alright. We'll be alright.
We'll be alright. It's gonna take time, cause it's alright. Whoa, it's alright.
Everybody clap your hands and give us half a chance.
Deep in my soul, I think everybody knows we'll be alright. We'll be alright. We meet our goal, then the Skins are on a roll. We'll be alright. Whoa, it's alright.
On a cool September morning, I downloaded the latest podcast. And there I heard the Rambler talking about the past. Then he took turns crushing all the movies he knew he'd never see, reading the newspaper and asking for stuff for free. He said, the littles I made alive, out of Yodeling on the TV. I used to do some riding, the past you never said he'd meet. Now if you don't mind me saying, and if you mind, I'm saying it anyway. Don't you know who I am? Should have been listening to my advice. You got to know Jim's turning the monkeys.
When the monkeys.
Uranus is always funny. And if you got the president, you might want to lock the door. You never call the show pleading. Till I tell McManus to eat it. And if you hear me reading emails, you know the show is done. And one of the summers, they won't renew his contract. Oh, those sons of bitches, the weasels of sales. Shortly after Dewey White, the Rambler, he'll go quiet. But in his delayed podcast, we'll have information for life.
They did their best, but I guess their best wasn't good enough. Cause they don't see Jeannie coming back no more. The Red Lobster menu changes, but McManus and them are strangers. She went one time when the car broke down, but hasn't been back in the door. Just once was the lobster extravaganza sauce too strong. Perhaps you'd like to try the spicy prawn. What are we cooking wrong? Just once, the kitchen crew all want to make it right. How about all the popcorn shrimp you can eat in just one night? I know you want to do it. I'm sure you could chew through it.
"4:32, no sun is shining. I just hopped out of bed. Checking all of my vital signs, making sure that I'm not dead. Went out to look, but was pretty sure the post was gonna be late. I never did bribe that delivery guy, so I guess I'm gonna have to wait. Now I'll drag myself back inside, imbibing by the sink. My favorite thing to drink with all the Triscuits that'll send to me as tribute. Johnny Walker Blue."
Sunday, what do they have to do to beat the Bucks? I guess they'll need to score 6 touchdowns, 'cause everybody knows the defense sucks. What do we have to do to fire Jim Haslett when the fans in the stands all flipping the bird? And what will I say when the season's over, when winning seems to be the hardest word? It's sad, so sad. It's a sad, sad situation. Every year it's getting more absurd. It's sad, so sad. He can't outrun a lineman. I miss RG3, but winning seems to be the hardest word. Bad, so bad. But don't blame it on Jay Gruden. His quarterbacks are shaking and they're stirred. They're bad, so bad. Why are they always 3-6? Yes, it seems to me that winning it always is the hardest word. What can they do to grab some glory after all of the nonsense that's occurred? And what do I do with these free tickets? What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do when winning seems to be the hardest word?
Tony.
Whoa, how'd you get to work? Whoa, what'd you eat for lunch?
Here comes Tony's mailbag. Got your emails, faxes, and your notes. He's gonna read some. Stupid songs. Maybe I should try to get a life or spend time with my wife. Oh no,
why would I do that? Whoa, what's your neighbor do? Whoa, how much can you bench? Whoa. It's time for trivia, trivia, some really stupid trivia. You sent me some questions and now I'll let somebody talk. Somebody talk, let's let another little talk.
Today's TK trivia question is, who is the cheese boy? And our answer comes from Oscar Jepal.
Hi everyone, my name is Oscar and I listen to the TK show for the jingles. I was asked to provide information on a regular character on the TK show, so here goes. The cheese boy is Dan Steinberg, a Washington Post sports writer and blogger. Mr. Tony refers to him as the cheese boy because during the 20 Winter Olympics in Torino, Italy, he provided cheese coverage. He claims he's got his knowledge of cheese working 18 months in the cheese department for a Whole Foods market. Mike Wilbon had a semi-famous Facebook fight with him when Mike called DC a crummy sports tongue, and the cheese boy said Wilbon was wrong. The cheese boy sometimes transcribes the TK show in the Washington Post as his daily column. When asked why he does this, instead of writing a regular column, he said nothing but readers. I may have embellished that a little. Anyways, that's the cheese boy and how he became the cheese boy and a semi-regular character on the show. I would put him in the same category as Swaggy P. Not hated, but not loved.
Thank you, Oscar. That was fantastic. If you have a trivia question or you'd like to participate by recording your own answer to a question, please send it to podcast@tkjingles.com. If you happen to have found a jingle from the past or a jingle from the future that you'd like to contribute to the old-timey jingle segment, you can also send that to podcast@tkjingles.com. All right, so now I wanted to play a few bonus tunes. So that longest time jingle that I had on there a week or so ago was the first time I've been on the show. I think I'd been on just before that, maybe the previous week, but prior to that one, I hadn't been on for at least 2 weeks. And, I'm on so often that I don't get as excited anymore when I'm on as I do get annoyed when I'm not on. So, there's so many talented people that I understand I'm not going to be on there every day or every week or whatever, so that's fine. But as a catharsis, I wrote a jingle about that, and I didn't record it because it just seemed kind of like sour grapes, even though it was a little tongue-in-cheek. But then I got an email from another frequent jingler sometime late last week saying, hey, I haven't been on the show in a few weeks, and I'm feeling really slighted. Like, help me with this. I'm having a crisis. And so I thought that I would just share this tune that I put together called You Don't Owe Me, which is actually something, a mantra that I repeat to myself every time that I get pissed if something doesn't get on there. Because, as I've said before, aside from taking these too seriously, I also try to really time them. So if I write a jingle on a Sunday that I really think should air on a Monday or Tuesday based on the subject matter or whatever, and it doesn't, it drives me crazy. Even if it airs a week later, because I feel like, oh, the impact, the comedy, whatever else. I mean, as much as I love the music, I really am trying to do this more for the jokes. So if they aren't timed and sequenced the way that I hoped they would be, then obviously that bugs me. So anyway, this is just a little catharsis, something that I'll never send in. I just thought I would share here because I really don't want to bite the hand that feeds me by complaining about anything ever. So, for instance, like that 200th jingle, up until 48 hours before that Longest Time jingle aired, I was planning to go to the studio. It was tentatively agreed to that I was going to do Good Riddance live in the studio as my 200th, but at the last minute, Tony decided to, quote, go in a different direction, and it's his freaking show, so I'm not going to complain about that. But, you know, so that's the kind of thing where these little things happen, and no big deal. I mean, I'm over it, and I really am sincerely thrilled that they continue to allow me to be such a big part of the show, and that all the littles are still putting out great music and, you know, making this thing so much fun still after all this time. And then after You Don't Owe Me, I also have another demo that I did back in March, and it's my favorite Kevin Sheehan-related thing I've ever done, to an obscure Billy Joel song called Temptation, and I can never find a good performance track. And then Jonathan Neiswinger offered or agreed to put together a fabulous piano backing track to that original recording. So I present that to you here as well, Precipitation.
I once was on a show here in Washington, singing stupid songs and having tons of fun. I was on the radio, but that was weeks ago, and you don't know me. I only wrote some apps and built the damn website, started a few podcasts and helped your ratings spike. So when my songs don't play, I'll say that's okay, 'cause you don't know me.
I'm being sarcastic.
Shouldn't humor him, even Wilbon said so. But 4 or 5 years ago, he was right about the snow. I should be listening to his colleagues instead. Kevin uses silly jargon and it's gone to his head. You know, his prognostication, noncommittal and hazy. His long explanations, just what is he trying to say? I think that he said it might rain today, but precip isn't even a word, it's precipitation. Oh, yes it is, you sound like an asshole. Word, it makes you sound like an asshole.
All right, so that was You Don't Owe Me, something for all the frequent jinglers out there to remind themselves of if they don't make the air in a while. And then Jonathan Neiswinger again, amazing. I wish I could play piano like that. I would probably do 10 more jingles a week. You'd never get me off of this stupid thing. All right, so lastly, to end the show here before the mailbag, I just, there were a couple of songs I listened to lately that I really enjoyed, wanted to play here for you. A couple collaborations, and then just an all-time classic, I think. So first is Don't Know Much, a duet with Michelle, who I was thinking about every moment that I was in Las Vegas last week, as any, you know, anybody would be, of course. Then Big Yellow Taxi by KJ and Hampton. Did You Know I Know Magic by Steve Maloney and Brad Weiss, and I'll Drive Everywhere by Ben V.
Look at this man, I know the years are showing.
Whenever he rants, we don't know.
Don't know much, and his ego's huge. In fact, that's why we listen to the show.
Rockville Pike, now it's a parking lot. Stupid purple line, now my commute is shot. Don't it always seem to go that you drink up all the scotch till it's gone? And me, Talon Bubis, out in the parking lot. Ooh, bop, bop, bop. Hey, Nigel, Nigel, how about some swag for me? Forget all the stickers and a platter of meat and cheese. Please, don't it always seem to go that the weasel should all the spread till it's gone? Snow shovel time, at least till the bleeding clots. Ooh, bah, bah. Late last night, I sent in a great email, but the bald orange head decided my jokes were stale. Off of his lawn. So here's a mailbag, and I hope that you all right. I said, here's a mailbag, and I hope that you all right.
Did you know I know magic? Well, of course you do. I'm on here every other day reminding you, yeah, he's magic. Actually urban to me. He tells me lots of stories, gets me food for free. I'll tell you about my magic so then you'll know how it is I name draft sports stars in every TK show. Oh, you must know I know magic. Another Midwestern guy, as down to earth a billionaire as you'll ever find. Hey, and listen, when you're out in LA, if you need Dodger box seats, just mention my name. I'm partial to Jordan and Chicago teams, but my good friend Irvin Johnson is so dear to me.
I'll drive everywhere, man. I'll drive everywhere, man. Won't go in the air, man. Won't take a boat there, man. In a car from Jim Cole, man. I'll drive everywhere. I'll drive from my house to Rockville to PTI, to my house to Rockville to PTI, to my house to Rockville to PTI. Stopping at the Safeway, gonna get some grapefruit juice, then to Tori's, going to her party. No, I'm only kidding, I wasn't invited. Sons of bitches, I'll drive everywhere, man. I'll drive everywhere, man. Wind blowing in my hair, man. All 25 strands, man. In a car from Jim Cole, man. I'll drive everywhere.
Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Notes from porn stars, tweets, and inside jokes. It's Negrelli's mailbag. Get to kickstart, and he'll get to work. Take that, Carol's kids.
Thank you, Brad, for that lovely mailbag intro. All right, we've got a pretty short mailbag this week, partly because I haven't been monitoring Twitter or my mail other than all those sticker requests. I've still got about 20 of them left, so if you'd like a free TK Jingle sticker, email podcast@tkjingles.com. You need to be following me on Facebook or Twitter to get one, but that's about it. So just let me know if you want one. I'm almost out. So let's see. We have an iPhone app review right up front here by AnkX100. It says that the TK Jingles iPhone app is for your ears because it's where you hear. And then a tweet from Kevin McCaffrey. He says he can't talk about Ebola in class without thinking of that Lola cover and cracking up, and it's a bad look. But I thought death was funny. Didn't we establish that a few weeks ago? Our impending apocalypse is hilarious. One thing that I really enjoyed this past week is that I was at a conference in Vegas. So a colleague of mine had been encouraged to tweet about the event and put all of his thoughts out there and try to generate some interest. And so he came up with hashtag #RUJelly because there was a particular project we're working on that has that word in it. And we were just having a debate about whether or not that really, you know, Twitter would be helpful to move the conversation forward. And I was pointing out how typically when somebody tries to start a conversation, it either ends up with extreme ridicule, as Bill Cosby unfortunately learned this past week, Or in something like what happened with GIA 14, where it just gets photobombed with cats. So I said, you know, if you put that out there, I'm probably going to have to start a photobombing thing with cats. I said, oh, yeah, go for it. I'm sure, you know, that'll be fine. And so Brendan really rallied the troops, and we got, I don't know, a dozen or so pictures of cats, dogs, sandwiches, you know, other nonsense. So it was a lot of fun, and I just wanted to thank everybody who participated in that. And if you haven't yet, just go on Twitter, put a picture of your cat, put a picture of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the hashtag #AreYouJelly, and join the conversation. All right, then last, I have an email here from Jared Schofer. He says, I was out at some bar trivia recently, and one of the rounds was a sheet of pictures with everyone pictured with someone named, everyone pictured with someone named in the song We Didn't Start the Fire. All you had to do was write down the names, but of course, I couldn't think of anyone in that song. I could have said to my friends, oh, that's Mike from Burke, or oh, that's Josh in Moselle Miss, but I'd like for them to still be my friends. I love these stories of how the jingles have ruined some particular song for folks. All right, I hope next week that we have a really good show for you. I have a great guest lined up, and hopefully the interview is being recorded tomorrow. Hopefully that all goes to plan. As I mentioned earlier, you know, things with TK and Nigel don't always go to plan. So, you know, hopefully they'll be there. The good thing is that we will not be having trivia next week because this guest should be able to answer the question, what is the John Wooden story? So until then, folks, I love doing this. Send me your thoughts. Send me your feedback. podcast@tkjingles.com. And I'll be back here on November 24th, just before Thanksgiving, with a very special episode. All right, folks, I think I've got a little jet lag. The one song that I'd wanted to include in this podcast, Vienna by Joe Arrow, I somehow didn't make it into the rotation. So rather than going back and spending 30 minutes trying to remix this episode, I'm just going to tack it on here as a farewell song. So, Joe, sorry for the oversight. And those of you that are still listening this far, I don't know what the matter with you is. I mean, Tony had 5 shows last week. There's probably something better you could be listening to. But thank you so much for your support. And enjoy Vienna by Joe Arrow.
Orange man, I hear that you're scared of every little thing. Why don't you grow a pair? It's just not good for your heart. So why are you so paranoid? Gonna chop off your head. You better calm yourself down before you fall over dead. You'll catch Ebola or flu. Well, there's so many fears to avoid. Yeah. But you know that when the truth is told, that you don't have much time left because you're already old. You just might check out before another joke about rides you. When will you realize Rouseabout waits for you?